Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Oh, long time no talk, folks. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Not a lot of break in between these two games, so we'll welcome you back into our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Here we go, Dave. Green and Watkins Glen. We've seen Green together on the radio a bunch this year. That great game that they had with Norwich. Speaking of Norwich hitting a buzzer beater in overtime to go to the sectional finals, all the word we're getting out of Norwich is the place was electric. Biggest home win in a decade. I mean, Norwich is really fired up, so congratulations to them. But here we are, Green, Watkins Glen. I have not seen Watkins Glen in person. Everything that I'm told by every coach that I've talked to in Section 4 is they shoot threes. So we're going to see what happens here.
Well, I mean, I thought we saw a lot of threes in the last game. I'm looking forward to seeing this.
So Green and Watkins Glen actually played in a tournament. I like what Green did, and we've talked about this before. They went out, they played a very challenging schedule, so they went out and played in Watkins Glen, met them in the championship game of their tournament. They lose by at least 20. I believe the score was 70-45. They didn't have Drew Erickson. They had some other guys banged up with injuries. So I don't think Watkins has seen this Green team at full strength. So we'll see what happens.
The other part of it is, too, Nate, this is sectional. You can throw the regular season game out the window. I don't care if they beat them by 50. It's sectionals.
True.
You've got everything on the line. You're going to play with a lot more emotion. And because as we spoke on the air of the last game, there is no tomorrow. This is today.
So here we go, Green and Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen, again, not a big team. And this is one thing that I want to get your take on. Green has the size. They look like a college team when they're warming up. Watkins Glen, smaller guards, scrappy, like to shoot, much like a Delhi. I thought Newfield was a little taller, a little longer than maybe we expected here tonight. So this Watkins Glen team likes to shoot from downtown. Can Green pump it to the inside and use some of those big guys to their advantage?
Well, I think if you're the coach, I think you talk about paint touches. I think you talk about every time down the floor you've got to put the ball inside, at least put it inside and get a paint touch to try to get some presence on the inside of the court.
So, again, let's quickly, before we take a...
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Quick technical difficulties there. We apologize, but we're back now as we're getting ready for starting lineups here between Watkins Glen and Green. Of course, we wanted to, before we took that little impromptu break, wanted to let you know, Marathon boys defeated Richfield Springs tonight, so they're moving on. Of course, you have Newfield boys over Delhi. They're moving on. Oneonta boys lose in Class B by a point to Seton, so Seton's moving on in B, and the Norwich boys hit a buzzer beater to beat Owego. So you're going to have Seton Catholic and Norwich in the Class B Section 4 final. and you're going to have Marathon against either Hunter Tannersville or South Courtright. So we'll keep you updated on those scores as well. So both teams are running through their starting lineups. We're going to take one last quick break. When we come back, it'll be the Trojans and the Senecas tipping off here on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Here we go. Green and Watkins Glen underway. We'll let you know about the starters in just a moment. As the Green boys have the ball, they're in the green uniforms with the white trim. Here's Nate Berry on the baseline. Pushed over, Alec Frere, pull-up jumper for Green, off the mark and no good. Rebound for Watkins Glen. And we'll have a ball tipped out of bounds, going to stay with Watkins Glen. So let's run you through the starters here. First for Green, they're going to start with senior number one, Nate Berry. Eighth grader number three, Drew Erickson. Senior number 12, Alec Frere. Sophomore number 10, Trent Rapp. And the big man, number 00, Evan Walters, he's also a senior. Down low for Watkins, and there's going to be a foul here, I believe, on Walters in the early going, the 6'6 big man. And Watkins will be going to the line. They are starting with sophomore number 5, Owen Schultesek. They also have junior number 10, Maxwell Evans. They have senior number 12, Isaac McElroy. They have sophomore number 15, Adam Pastor. And they have junior number 30, Jacob DeYoung. And so to the line here will be Maxwell Evans. So Evans goes one out of two. So
they called that foul on Barry.
Okay, so they gave it to Barry. Color guy with the eyes here. Appreciate that, Dave, as we catch up on some things. There wasn't a huge break in between these two games, so want to make sure we set the scene properly for you here. A steal by Watkins, and back up the floor. They lose it out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Senecas. So 7:15 to go in the first quarter. 1-0 lead here for Watkins Glen over Green. When talking to Green head coach Chris Rice, he said, when we play Watkins, they just buried threes. And that was, they just couldn't climb out of that hole that night. So we'll see what the matchup is like here tonight. Watkins for three on the right side. This one is well short. A shot there from McElroy. And a foul on the rebound. Let's see who this one is on, Dave.
Jeeper, that is on the big Felton side.
And so with 7:05 to go here in the first quarter, a 1-0 lead here for Watkins, and they'll head back to the line with Adam Pastor. Pastor's first shot is no good. 7:08 to go in this first quarter, 1-0 lead for Watkins here. And they'll make the second shot here for Pastor. So a 2-0 lead for Watkins with 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Trojans with the basketball. They go to Frere. Frere now will work one back to Drew Erickson, the 8th grade point guard. Tries to work it to the interior. Stolen away here by Watkins Glen. And back over the midcourt timeline. Watkins to the left side on the baseline. Working it down low. Shot is up and good for Evans. And Watkins has a quick lead here with 6:42 to go in the first quarter. And we'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4-0 lead for Watkins Glen over Green here in our second game of the Section 4 Class C Boys semifinals. Erickson tries to take it to the rim. He is fouled. No, they're going to say it's out of bounds. Going to go back to Watkins. They have a 4-0 lead with 6:25 to go in the first.
And if you're Green, you got to recognize that Watkins Glenn's playing man-to-man. You got to find a way to pound that ball inside with your size.
Watkins Glenn with the basketball here, and McElroy to the left side. McElroy comes off a screen, tries to dish to the interior, stolen away here by Green. Here is Frayer, ahead to Erickson. Erickson through traffic, and he's fouled from behind there by DeYoung. So, Dave, your thoughts? Green trying to settle in?
Yeah, settle in. It's 4-0. The long game we saw, I mean, shoot, you saw Delhi start out 9-2 on Newfield. So,
inbounds pass here to Erickson. He can't get the shot to go. It was a little wild. Rebound for Watkins Glenn, and back up the floor they come. They'll work it to the interior, blocked away there by Trent Rapp, and Green will have the ball. So 5:50 to go in the first quarter. In case you're just joining us, Delhi boys falling 66-54 earlier tonight on this same floor, taking on Newfield. Shot here from Barry of Green, off the mark. Watkins Glenn back up the floor. We're going to have a whistle on the floor. Looks like one of the Watkins Glenn players might have cut or something, and so they whistled the play dead. He's going over to the bench to have a quick word with the coaching staff. Schultesek is the player in question. Appears they're going to allow him to stay in here. And so not sure if there was maybe the official thought he saw blood or something along those lines, but they're going to let him stay in. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 lead for Watkins Glen over Green. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Seneca's with the ball as they go left to right. They'll work it into the corner for three. In and out. No good. Shot there was from DeYoung. And Green back up the floor now with Erickson. Across the midcourt timeline. We'll work one for Trent Rapp on the right side. Tried to go to the interior. Knocked away again by Watkins Glen. And back up the floor they come. Seneca's with the ball left side. Banging down low in the paint. They'll go to the outside. Left side for three for Watkins Glen. Buried it from downtown. That was Schultesek. And it's a 7-0 lead for Watkins Glen over Green. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Barry with the ball to the high post. Goes to Rapp on the right side. Green trying to dig out of an early hole. Now back to Barry. Steps back, goes to Frayer, left side, pull-up jumper for Frayer is too strong. Ball loose on the floor, out of bounds.
Ooh.
Boy, ooh, that's a tough call there as one of the Watkins Glen players went leaping over his bench. That was Max Evans. Appears to be fine, but he literally hurtled the bench and landed on the floor.
I love that stuff, man. I love when kids get everything they got.
Wow. Erickson goes to the inside for Frayer. Back out Erickson for three. Got it. What a bucket there for Erickson just when they need it. Makes it 7-3 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Seneca's back down the floor. Straight away, three. Good. The big man, Pastor from downtown, hits it, and it's 10-3 Watkins. Man over the midcourt timeline for Erickson. Working one to the far side. Now for Nate Parker. Parker back to Barry, left side. To Erickson, top of the key, and we'll have a three-second violation on Green, and nothing seems to be going right for the Trojans so far.
Yeah, they're nervous. I don't know, when's the last time Green's been in a sectional semifinal game?
Boy, I'm trying to remember. I mean, they've had good, consistent teams the last couple of years. They won the MAC back in 2016. That would be my guess off the top of my head.
I mean, it's been a while.
So 3:55 to go in the first quarter. They've put everything into this group to try to get them here. Let's see if they can answer the bell tonight. We're going to have a jump ball situation. As that was Green holding on to it there with Trent Rapp. He got tied up with McElroy of Watkins Glen. 3:50 to go in the first. It's 10-3. Watkins with the basketball on the baseline. Looking to get it in. Floating one up top. And the Senecas will set up again. Going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms. With the maroon trim here. Says Watkins Glen. Across the front of the uniform. Green is in the green with the white trim. Watkins takes it to the inside, and the layup won't go down on a little up-and-under shot there from Pastor. Green trying to answer. Back up the floor with Parker. Parker left side. Comes off a screen. Wants to shoot a long two. Instead, works it to the interior for Nolan Butler. Through his hands, out of bounds, and back to the Senecas. Boy, a tough break here for Green. They just can't find any momentum so far. 3:15 to go in the first. It's 10-3. Watkins Glen on top of Green. Right side of the floor now for the Senecas. They work it to the interior. They're not afraid to go right at the size of Green. Tipped out of bounds here. Shot from Schultesek was knocked out of bounds.
Well, Green's doing just such a big job of expanding out. They're leaving gaps allowing them to come down the lane.
Senecas with the ball to the right side of the basket. They'll look to get it in. Try to go to the three-point line here with McElroy. Right side takes it back up top of the key. Stutter steps, gets through the lane, tries to put it up, won't go. Berry with the rebound. Foul on Watkins Glen. With 3 minutes to go in the first, it's 10-3. Watkins Glen on top of Green here in the Section 4 Class C boys semifinals. Winner will get Newfield, who defeated Delhi in our game earlier tonight. Our team foul situation, two apiece for Green and for Watkins Glen in the early going. Erickson to Parker, left side as Green goes right to left. Back across, now for Frere to Rapp. Rapp takes it to the rim, fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two.
That was a good strong take there by Rapp. I like that.
So Rapp will head to the line. And you know, Dave, you're our Section 3 guy. Made it to the Section 3 semifinals with your team, West Canada Valley. What are you seeing from Section 4 and Section 3? Pretty good matchup maybe ahead in a couple of weeks. Well, a week away now.
I just think, you know, it's tough to win a sectional title, and then you get to regionals. I mean, I think it's going to be whoever ends up in the regional game, that's going to be a showdown.
Rapp to the line. First shot was good. Second shot was good for Rapp. Of course, the Section 3 final will be on Saturday, Cooperstown and Weedsport. When Newfield is in the Section 4 final, and it'll be one of these teams, Green or Watkins Glen. It's 10-5 right now. The Senecas on top of the Trojans. And now Green starting to grab some momentum. A missed shot here by Watkins on the interior, and Berry rips down a rebound.
That's where Green has got to dominate. He's on the glass.
Left side of the floor. They go down low for Berry, and oh, he gave him the shoulder, and they got him for it right there.
That's two. That's a big foul.
South Courtright boys on top of Hunter Tannersville, 41-27. End of the third quarter in Oneonta, so that's the Class D game. Winner there will get Marathon.
Sounds like Marathon's the real deal down there.
Marathon definitely is. They gave Newfield all they could handle in their league championship game. So you just saw Newfield. That gives you a little bit of a preview. Left-handed layup here for Watkins. Won't go down. There for Schultesek. Rebound for Green. So the Trojans are hanging around. Butler to the interior. And we're going to have a traveling violation on Butler. And again, Green just cannot seem to catch a break offensively.
They're struggling to get settled into the game. They're just kind of, everybody seems to be kind of pressing a little bit. And they just need to kind of calm down, get worked in their offense, work a shot clock down. And again, you got an eighth grader run your point guard. He's got to calm down a little too.
Watkins Glen with the basketball going left to right. They have it at the top of the key, looking to set up shop on offense. Watkins loves the three ball. Green has shut it down so far, but a step back three here. Might want to change my words as McElroy goes from deep, and Watkins leads 13-5.
Watkins Glen is 3-for-5 from downtown right now.
And here is Parker on the left side. He'll take it all the way to the rim and a nice little floater to go. And that cuts it into a 13-7 lead with a 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal. Oh, we're going to have an official timeout at midcourt. Otherwise, Green would have had a breakaway layup. And we'll have an official timeout. I don't know if they're still talking about maybe a cut on Erickson now. It looks like Erickson's going to have to go to the bench. Wow. Dave, this is new territory here for Green. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Erickson is going to check into the game here, the older brother of Drew. Nate has not played all season. Good to see him in. Had shoulder surgery after football season. He's going to go play college football somewhere. Last couple of weeks, it appeared that he was on his way back. Didn't know if we'd see him in a game this season or not, so that's really exciting if you're a Green fan. Congratulations to him to work his way back. Minute 15 to go in the first.
He's anything like his brother. He's an asset.
Oh, he's been huge the last couple of years. He's been their leader. So for Green to get him back, that's pretty big. We're going to have a traveling violation on Watkins, and now it's going to go back to Green. A couple weeks ago, Green was at Unitigo, and Nate Erickson was going through warm-ups like crazy. I mean, he was full sweat. He was going wild, and I said, okay, he's on his way back. And so I think they were making sure that he was in shape and ready to go and clear. Here's Nate Erickson with the ball.
Well, at that point, your seating was probably set. Why rush him back for that game? He's getting ready for sectionals.
They'll work it inside to Nolan Butler now for Green. He is fouled and will go to the line. 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Watkins Glen 13, Green 7. So as much as Green has struggled here in the first quarter, they're still in it.
Listen, they haven't played well at all, but it's a game, and they're making it a dogfight here.
So to the line will be Nolan Butler. Believe it or not, started playing basketball in 10th grade and has really come a long way here for Green. Can't get the first shot to go. A soccer-first guy, but he's just done so much to help out this year for the Trojans. Frere to the bench. Walters back in. And to the line for the second shot here is Butler. It's up and good. And so it's 13-8 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter here at SUNY Cortland. Section 4 Class C semifinals. To the interior. Turnaround shot here for Watkins is up and good there from Pastor. And he's got 6. Now Green with the basketball. Here's Nate Erickson across the midcourt timeline. Back to Parker. Parker right side, stops, pops for a 20-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Watkins with a rebound. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. They have it in the backcourt. They lead 15-8. Seneca's on the break. Stop, they take it down low, little up and under reverse layup from a tough angle is good there for the Seneca's. And that was Pastor once again. He has 8 points, and it's 17-8. 2 seconds left now. Shot here from Butler won't go, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books. Watkins Glen boys leading Green 17-8. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Green boys trailing 17-8 to Watkins Glen. And now, well, this is the first. A small child has run onto the floor. Looks like he was maybe trying to catch up with mom and dad from the opposite side of the court and ran directly through play. I can't say I've seen that.
The first for me, and I have two boys that I wouldn't put past to do that. So,
yeah, was that Carter or Braden?
Which one, man?
17-8, we're back underway. Barry takes it to the rim. Right-handed layup won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Watkins Glen will come away with it. Back up the floor for the Senecas. They'll dish one off, and the layup is up and good. Knocked in there from Schultesek. Physical play going to the hoop.
I don't know how that was not a charge. I mean, he literally just trucked Arison.
So a tough break there. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Butler is fouled. He'll head right back to the line. It's 19-8. Green's got to be careful here. They got to try to stay in touch. Got to try to keep their cool.
Keep it together and just know that you can get back in the game.
Butler to the line. His first shot in and out. So both Erickson brothers are in now. Drew, the eighth grader. Nate, the senior, it's got to feel good for Nate to get back on the floor. Butler's second shot for Green won't go down. And a rebound for Watkins Glen. So a tough start from the line as well here tonight for Green. They trail 19-8 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Watkins with the ball. They stop. They try to go to the interior. Now they'll push it back out. Senecas are in the white unis tonight with the blue trim. They go left side, pull back for a long three. It won't go. Butler with a rebound. They'll say that it touched that cord that comes down from the ceiling out of play and back to Green. Now, you wonder, too, Nate Erickson hasn't played in a long time, probably hasn't practiced, but how's he fit into the flow of the offense? So these guys have been playing together all year.
Well, I got to imagine he's been practicing the last couple weeks, and I'm sure they're trying to flow him in. That's why they haven't rushed it. You know, I'm sure he's been involved, and here he is.
Here's Nate Erickson, wants to take it to the rim, can't get the shot to fall. Oh, boy, there's a lot of wrestling and banging down low in the paint. Butler got tied up with a Watkins Glen player. I believe that was Mitchell Pike, and it looked like a wrestling move down to the floor. We'll hope that he's okay. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, looks like we're going to have an injury timeout. 19-8 is the score. The Green Boys on top of Watkins Glen. We'll give you an update when we come back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
6:40 to go in the second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball. They go to the right side as they lead Green 19-8 here in the Section 4 Class C boys semifinals. Right side now for Watkins Glen. They continue to work it around. They want that three. Green is closing out very well, but now Watkins will finally work it around for a right side three, but they'll have a three-second violation first and back to Green.
I haven't seen a three-second call all year. I've seen two in this game.
It is kind of a dying call, isn't it? I see him more in Section 4 than most, I would think.
Yeah.
Nate Erickson to the interior. His right-handed layup won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Somehow Watkins comes out of the scrum with it. Down the floor left side, they want to take it to the rim, and it's up and good. Watkins scores with Schulte second. He's got seven. And it's 21-8 for Watkins over Green with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Parker at the foul line. Back out for Barry. Barry with a stutter step goes to Nate Erickson to the interior. Now for Nolan Butler, and he's fouled as he gets hit, on the wrist. Updated on the player there, Mitchell Pike. He got up, walked off. He's being attended to by some of the trainers. We'll hope that he's okay for Watkins Glen. So Green just continuing to struggle here offensively, Dave.
Yeah.
We'll see if they can get something going.
And Erickson, the older brother's getting some big minutes here.
Green with the interior pass. Knocked out of bounds there by Watkins, so it will stay with the Trojans. Yeah, again, I haven't seen Nate in a game all year. Don't believe he has played up till this point, but they're going with it. Nate finds his brother Drew, the eighth grader, for three, and he hits it. That's a big one.
That's a big shot. Get him back in the game here, one bucket at a time.
Drew,
I need to stop.
Drew leading the way with 6 points, and it's 21-11. Watkins Glen on top of Green. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Step back. Long two here for Watkins is good. And there it is again for Evans. He hits that shot, and we'll have a break. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's Watkins Glen on top of Green, 23-11. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Green throws the ball away as they tried to pump it to the interior, and Watkins Glen will get it back. With 5:10 to go in the second quarter, Watkins Glen leading Green 23-11. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening in. Thanks to SFCU on WCDOsports.com. Seneca's with the ball, going left to right. They have it at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. They'll work it to the right wing corner. Now back to the top of the key again. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Watkins into the corner now, reversing it to the left side in front of the Green bench. They're going to have to toss one up here late in the shot clock. It won't go down, but they get a rebound, and we'll have a foul on Green on the rebound play. So even when Green plays good D, forces a shot, they pick up a foul on the rebound.
And Green, if you notice, they're switched to a 1-3-1, which has changed up a little bit for them.
Coming up on 4.5 to go in the second quarter, Green trying to do everything they can to claw back into this game. Seneca's with the ball, going left to right. They'll have it at the top of the key here with Schultesek. He tries a straightaway three. It won't go. Ball out of bounds, going back to Green. I want to thank some of our special sponsors tonight, including NBT Bank, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Unadilla Rotary Club, and just a reminder, they meet Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. at the meeting place at Donna's Home Treats in Unadilla. We also have Jake's Deli of Otigo. Don't forget about Jake's for pizza, as well as Delhi Telephone Company, DTC. Step back jumper here for Barry, no good. Walters goes up, can't get it to go. Third opportunities for Walters. He's stripped of it. Watkins Glen will come away with it. Over the Cortland logo at midcourt as Watkins goes left to right. Left wing corner for three for the Senecas. It won't go down. Walters with the rebound. 3:50 to go, second quarter. And ahead they come. They go to Barry at the foul line. Now to the right wing corner for Frere. Frere on the baseline. Will float one back to Trent Rapp. Rapp now back to Frere. Back across for Erickson. Left wing side takes it to the hoop. Lost control of it. Barry a rebound, and he's fouled. With 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Dave, this reminds me of a game we did back in January where Norwich got really physical with Green, tried to take them out of their element a little bit, and Watkins has been, I think, very physical today here with Green.
I was going to say that the other time. I'm going to get a chance to kind of, every time down the floor, they must have seen the film on Norwich because they're bumping Barry every time down the floor.
3.5 to go in the second. It's 23-11. Watkins Glen on top of the Green boys. Last update we had on South Courtright. Yeah, there it is. Final. South Courtright wins 59-35. As Barry gets the first shot to go here. So it'll be SK Marathon on Saturday for the Section 4 Class D boys title game. That could be a very interesting game. We'll see if SK has the horses, which, boy, if you've seen them this year, they're a tough, tough team. Can they keep up with Marathon? Barry gets the second to go.
And I'm sure they're going to have the rider waiting for him in section 3.
Well, Section 4 D boys get to go down and play 9.
Oh, okay.
And girls, too, so it's a little different. They changed that up a couple of years ago, but, boy, the DeRider boys undefeated, looking very good in Section 3. Pull-up jumper here for Watkins, back the other way for McElroy is good. 25-13. Yeah, so whoever gets out of Section 4 Class D could have a favorable road, I should say,
yeah,
to the Final Four, based on what we've seen out of some of the other sections. Barry down low. On the baseline, we'll now go back up to Trent Rapp. Pull-up jumper is good for Rapp, and he gets it to go. He's got four. Makes it 25-15.
Every possession.
2:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. As Green trying to keep it close in this ball game, trailing by 10. Watkins with the ball. They go to the high post. Now they'll whip one into the corner. Spot up three here for the Senecas is good. Pastore's now got 11. Boy, he has been tough, and they love that three ball. 28-15 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Parker trying to answer. Pump fakes on a three. Takes it to the rack. Shot is good here for Parker. And Parker now has 4 points. Pretty balanced scoring on both sides. As it's 28-17, Green trailing Watkins Glen.
Green's really got to focus on getting stops in this end.
Watkins with the ball. They go right back into the right wing corner here. Now they'll wheel it around the top of the arc. Left side three for Watkins is good for McElroy, and he's got 8. And it's just anybody can hit for this team. Minute 45 to go in the second, and it's 31-17. Right side for Parker. Parker pump fakes, pulls it back out, zips it inside for Butler. Left-handed layup won't go. Second chance for Butler, up and good. And Butler now with 3. And it's 31-19 with 1.5 to go.
If you're Green, you got to keep fighting and clawing.
Left side of the floor now for Watkins, and we're going to have a foul on the interior, it looks like, on Green with 1:22 to go before our halftime break. Make sure you stay tuned later in the week. WCDOsports.com will let you know what games we're deciding to broadcast this weekend on Saturday or Sunday. Can't really figure anything out until we get through tonight and also tomorrow night for the girls contest. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 7. It'll be the DH girls and Unitigo in the Section 4 Class C semis. That'll be a great game.
That should be a great game.
DH has beat Unitigo twice this year. Can they do it 3 times?
That's tough to do.
We'll see what happens. Watkins will be inbounding the ball. They go to the top of the key, stepping in at the foul line. Here is Evans. Evans to the far side, dishes one off, another three for Watkins, it won't go down. A rebound underneath here for the Senecas, they'll look to kick it back out. Even when they miss a shot, they're scrambling it back up and getting some threes. The rebound on the interior was by Bryce Kelly. Kelly to the outside, we'll get it back to the top of the key, another three for Watkins is good from Schultesek, and he's got 10. They just can't miss, and it's 34-19. 45 seconds to go.
6 for 12, Nate.
Wow, and Green knew this coming in, and they've been trying to extend on defense, but it's been all Watkins. Berry to the left side, in a double team, now finds Erickson, steps back, can't get the three to go. Parker, a rebound to the interior for Butler. Butler puts it up, gets it, and he's fouled. Nolan Butler looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so back to the line is Butler. Nate Erickson will come back in. Berry to the bench.
He's got 2 fouls, so with 30 seconds to go, they're not going to take a chance of him picking up a third. Cheap one.
Drew Erickson with 6 to lead Green on that side. 11 for Adam Pastor. For Watkins. For the Senecas. And Butler gets his second shot to go, so he's got 6. Then it's 34-22. With 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Timeout's going to be taken here by Watkins Glen. They want to talk things over for the last shot. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
34-22. Watkins Glen boys leading Green. Right before the halftime break, Watkins with the ball across the midcourt timeline. Left side of the floor now for the Senecas. They'll come back up to the top of the key, playing for the last shot. Let's see what they drew up in this timeout. Holding it off. Now down to 3 seconds left. They're going to try to take it to the interior. A kick out three at the buzzer is good for Bryce Kelly. Dave, what's our stat on the threes?
7 for 13.
7 threes in the first half for Watkins Glen. And so the rumors were true. They can shoot. Halftime score 37-22. Watkins Glen on top of Green. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on CDO.com. And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 37-22 in favor of the Watkins Glen boys over Green. Here's our scoring summary. We have 11 for Watkins Glen's Adam Pastor, 10 for Owen Schultesek, 5 for Maxwell Evans, and 8 for Isaac McElroy, 3 for Bryce Kelly. And Dave, what'd you say, 7 for 13?
7 for 13 from downtown, Nate.
Unbelievable. Watkins, we came in knowing they like to shoot the 3. They're certainly doing a good job of it here. On the other side for Green, 6 for Nolan Butler, 6 for Drew Erickson, 4 for Nate Parker, 4 for Trent Rapp, and 2 for Nate Berry. Green would get a little momentum for little clips at a time, but, you know, it was really just Watkins would always have an answer, come down. Green might score 4 or 6 in a row, and then it was bang-bang from the outside for Watkins.
I could have used a couple of those threes the other night against Cooperstown, man. We were 5 for 27, and they got they're 7 for 13. Unbelievable.
So that would be something to look out for in the second half. How will Green try to neutralize this three-point threat? Early on, we saw they were extending the defense, trying to get a hand in their face, trying to make it difficult. Watkins was going to the inside, passing it around. Good ball movement by the Senecas.
They take care of it. I mean, I would dare to say they maybe turned the ball over 2 times that entire half. They just take care of it really well, and which leads to good passing around the outside and easy buckets.
We'll take a break here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, but not before we thank, again, some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game, including Catskill Mountain Embroidery of Delhi, as well as the 0 at 112 restaurant in Otigo. We have SFCU, of course, Village Variety of Unadilla, Ace Glass in Oneonta, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the DA Varsity Club, the Unadilla Rotary Club, Clapper Construction of Otigo, London's Christmas Tree Farm of Otigo, Delhi Telephone Company, DTC, Merino Firearms in Hancock, the Hancock House Hotel, and we also have Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit, and the Old Bat Factory Mobile Mart in Hancock. And again, we're mentioning all these sponsors for tonight's games. Also for tomorrow, obviously, they're supporting the different teams that we're covering, but just wanted to say thank you for all their support here for the Section 4 Class C semifinal game. So 37-22, Watkins Glen boys on top of Green at the break. I'm Nate Lowe for Dave Smith. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction.
Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
37-22, Watkins Glen boys on top of Green here at the half in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Winner will get Newfield in the championship game. Newfield defeating Delhi earlier tonight by a score of 66-54. Nate Lowell and Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And, Dave, you know, you're the coach. Anything that Green, I mean, what do you do in a situation like this when you're a coach? You go into the halftime, you're saying, we're down big, still a lot of time left. What's the message?
Stop after stop after stop. Make sure you rebound the basketball. Don't give them extra possessions. And you got to stop the dribble drive penetration. That's where Watkins Glen's really been hurting them.
Yeah, Watkins, great ball movement, working it around. Early when Green was taking the three away, they just were very, very patient, worked it to the interior, and then finally when everything collapsed down, they'd kick it back out. And as you said, 7 for 13 from three in the first half for Watkins Glen, and we'll continue to keep an eye on that. So if it ended up being at Newfield and Watkins Glen, both teams shoot the three pretty well.
That'd be a shootout for sure.
So getting you set for the start of the second half. Again, Green's in the green uniforms, the white trim. Watkins Glen in the white uniforms with the dark blue navy trim. Can Green work up some magic here in the second half, use that size advantage, and try to work it to the interior and start to chip away at this? Again, South Courtright boys winning 59 in their game. 59-35 over Hunter Tannersville. So that will set up South Courtright and Marathon in the Section 4 Class D boys championship game. A turnover by Green on the first possession here. Threw it out of bounds, and Watkins going to get it back.
Hey, a shout-out to Coach Lampert's listening. He said, I'm carrying you, Nate, so you might want to pick it up a little bit.
Oh, Coach, here we go. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you on Saturday. Got to give a shout-out to Harry Graves as well, the legend listening in on CDO. Appreciate that. Watkins Glen with the ball. They go to the left side. They want another three. Bang from downtown. Schultesek now with 13. It's their eighth three of the game. And it's 40-22 with 7:20 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Nate Berry. Goes to Erickson, back up to Berry at the top of the key. Green trying to save their season. Stepping through is Berry, and he's fouled. Knocked down, and will get help back up. Again, winner will get Newfield, who downed Delhi earlier, 66-54. That final score is a little deceiving. I thought that was a pretty close game throughout, 2-4 points the whole way. Delhi had an early lead. Newfield just pulled away at the end.
I mean, it was a two-point or a four-point game with about 2 minutes to go, and you felt the momentum swinging, but just same thing. Then all of a sudden, Newfield came down and hit a three from the corner. It was just like 4-7, just like that.
Berry will step back in, missed the first shot, so it's 40-22. Second shot for Berry is off the mark, left it short, rebound for Watkins, and Green has just been ice cold here tonight. And it's the exact opposite for Watkins Glen. They have it at the top of the key. Working one down low, and ball out of bounds. They tried to save it with an around-the-back pass on the baseline. Rolls out, well, back to the Trojans.
I'm not really sure what he was trying to do there. I thought he was actually trying to get a little fancy.
Yeah, it looked like he was expecting someone to be in the corner when he kind of saved that.
Yeah.
Nobody was home. Here is Green with the ball again, going left to right. Here's the eighth grader, Drew Erickson, finding Nate Berry left side. Works one up to Frere at the foul line. Good for Alec Frere. His first bucket of the night.
And that's 40, what they need, a little inside out.
40-24 now with 6:35 to go in the third. Watkins with the ball. They go to the left side. Here for McElroy. To the interior. Now into the corner. Another three for the Senecas. Short. Rebound here. They keep it alive. They're doing a nice job on the glass. Little up and under here for Pastor, and he's fouled. So he'll head back to the line. And you know, when Watkins has missed some shots tonight, they've done a good job of crashing the boards despite being the smaller team.
You know, I mean, you said at the pregame they were the smaller team. I mean, looking up here, you can't really tell the size difference. I mean, a little bit here and there, but Watkins Glen could be they're a pretty good basketball team, huh?
Yeah, I've certainly been impressed, as that's nine for McElroy. Gets the first shot and hits the second shot as well. Actually, excuse me, Pastor, so he's got 12, make it 13. Balanced scoring here as well for the Senecas, making it 42-24 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Butler at the high post, finds Frere. Dishes one back off for Butler like a hot potato, couldn't hold on to it. Senecas back down the floor. Numbers if they hurry. They'll dish one off. Pastor, pull-up jumper, good. He's got 15. And Watkins is pulling away, 44-24 with 6 minutes to go in the third. Erickson across the Cortland Sea at midcourt. Finds Berry. Pulls it back out and to the right side. Now off for Trent Rapp. Green setting up on offense. 20 to go on the shot clock. They go to the eighth grader. Erickson, far side. Little give and go. Erickson gets it back. He gets bodied up and we'll have a foul.
I think he's got to be a little more aggressive. I know he's an eighth grader, but he's going to be the guy that can get in the gaps and start really penetrating for them.
5:40 to go in the third. The Green boys trailing Watkins Glen, 44-24. Section 4 Class C semifinals. Berry on the left side gets into the paint, works one for Rapp, right side for three for Trent Rapp, hit the front of the rim, died there, no good. Rebound Watkins Glen. Back up the floor, in transition. They're looking for a three on the right side. They don't pull the trigger, now they do. They step back, off the mark, and no good. Shot taken by McElroy, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Going to be on the Senecas. Team foul situation, that's two apiece. Green as a team, and now two on Watkins Glen. 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. The Green boys trailing 44-24. Nate Lowe and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Parker will dish one down low for Rapp, up and in.
And that's what you got to do if you're Green. You got to start pounding the ball inside.
44-26 now the score. Watkins on top of the Trojans from Green. Watkins trying to return the favor. They'll dish one off, and a right-handed layup is up and good and in for Evans. Evans has seven. And it's 46-26 with 4:40 to go in the third.
Boy, Green just seems to have no answers for all this balance. Watkins runs very balanced.
Berry on the baseline now on the right wing side as Green goes left to right. Berry takes it to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Rapp. Nice job to save it. Back out for Parker, left side three. That's off the back of the tin. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with Green, though. Last touched on a deflection by WG. I think you said it, Dave. Great balance here for Watkins Glen. Deep bench as well.
Deep bench. They just got scoring from all over the place.
Midway through the third quarter, Green boys find themselves in a 46-26 hole. Nate Erickson will get it into Drew. Drew to the interior, back for Nate. Goes up for the right-handed layup, won't go. Second chance, also won't go down. He's going to have a third look at it. Now kicks it back out for Drew. Three ball there off the side of the rim. Tapped out by Nate. Back for Drew again. It's good. The Erickson brothers doing some work there.
That was a great job by Erickson keeping that ball alive underneath.
4 minutes to go in the third, and it's 46-29. And Watkins Glen will come across the midcourt timeline. They'll go to the left side for Pastor. Watkins Glen being patient on this possession. They'll go to Schultesek to the interior. We're going to have a foul as Schultesek gets hammered, and we'll head to the line now. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow night. It'll be the Unitego girls taking on Deposit Hancock in the 2-versus-3 matchup at 7 o'clock in the Section 4 Class C girls semifinals game. First shot is good for Schultesek. We're only going to do the one game tomorrow. The other game is Newfield and Union Springs, a little out of our normal coverage area. But I'll probably stick around and watch that game and send you some Twitter updates. Schultesek now with 15. Gets another one to go. And now on the baseline, they go to Berry, and he is fouled on the left-hand layup and gets it to go. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Here's a little run by Green, though.
So with 3:35 to go in the third, it's 48-31, and Berry will head to the line. So Berry settling in. Can Green make a run? Berry's foul shot is good, so he has five.
You get this thing within 10 going into the fourth quarter, Nate, and it's a dogfight from there on out.
3.5 to go in the third, it's 41-32. Watkins Glen with the basketball to the left side. We're going to have a foul on the right wing side of the floor.
48-32, Nate.
Yes, 48-32. What did I say?
41.
Oh, geez. Well, in our defense up here from the press box,
you can barely see.
You're looking through a couple of the baskets that they put up here for practice. It's kind of like looking through a maze to see the scoreboard. So my apologies. 48-32.
That's right. I'll keep carrying you.
I appreciate that. So I bring you along for these things. 3:10 to go in the third. Watkins with the ball. I don't want to not give them the points they deserve. Pull-up jumper here is up and good for Watkins. Another basket. And this one coming from Pastor. And he's got 17 now, making it 50-32. Left side now for Parker. Parker steps back, left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. Erickson, a rebound off the glass, and good. Nate Erickson with the bucket, and you got to feel good. That's a whole season's worth of work coming for Nate Erickson.
He's been killing it on the glass.
He's had such a good career here for Green, and again, saves it from going out of bounds, hits it off a Watkins player, rolls out and comes back to Green. He won't quit. Great football player, will be playing college football somewhere. The great athletic family, and had that surgery, and everyone said all year, no, I don't think he's going to be back, and here he is. Testament to his hard work. Here's Drew to the interior. His younger brother gets body checked there and is fouled.
See, that's a call. It's so tough. Listen, he's a big kid, and don't get me wrong, we went against a big kid who was 6'8", and that kid didn't move. He didn't move, and the kid ran into him. You can't expect to fall out of there, but for some reason, they called a block on the kid. Feel bad for the big guy.
And so Erickson to the line. His first shot is up and good. So Drew Erickson is the first Green player into double figures with 10. Second shot coming here for Drew at the line. Settling in here, takes that deep breath. Second shot for Drew is good. So he has 11. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Green. They trail 50-36. 2:24 to go in the third. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 2:25 to go in the third. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Watkins Glen boys leading Green 50-36. Winner will get Newfield, who beat Delhi 66-54 earlier tonight. Watkins to the interior, and a shot there is up and good for Evans. He has 10. That makes it 52-36 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Erickson to the right side now. Drew steps back for a three for Green and bangs him. He's got 14.
Here they come.
52-39 with a minute 50 to go in the third. Does Green have some magic to try to get back in this game? We'll see. Watkins going right to left. They have it left wing side now, looking for McElroy. McElroy now to Schultz, a sec at the top of the key. Works it to the left side. Pull-up jumper for Watkins. Rebound for Green. That's Nate Parker, but has it taken away. Watkins going for the layup. It won't go. We're going to have a foul underneath. It's going to be on Green.
Oh, that's a tough break.
That's a tough break. You can come down and cut this thing to 10 with a three ball.
Instead, Watkins Glen steals it. There's a foul, and they get the ball back. So the Senecas have it. Let's see if they can grab that momentum back. Schultesek finds Pastor to the left wing side. Now back to Schultesek. They reverse it to the right side in front of their own bench. We're on the top of the arc with 20 on the shot clock. Lots of time left here to work it around here for Watkins Glen. They try to go to the interior, punched out of bounds by Green. It'll stay with the Senecas. A buck 13 to go in the third. The big man, Evan Walters, checking back in.
I don't know that he's played this entire second half so far.
Yeah, he really hasn't. Good to get him back in, maybe for the rebounding presence for the Trojans. Right side of the floor for Watkins Glen. They'll zip one over to the left side. They want to pull up for a deep three off the front of the rim. They've kind of gone cold from downtown, but they get another rebound. And now we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Senecas. They want to talk things over. With exactly a minute to go in the third, it's Watkins Glen 52, Green 39. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1 minute to go in the third. 52-39, Watkins Glen on top of the Green boys. Green slowly chipping away at it here, though, Dave. Let's see if they can get a stop on this possession to end the third.
Like I said, the key is going to be trying to get this thing to 10, you know, that 10-11 range, and you got a shot in the fourth.
Watkins Glen with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. The number one seed, Green is the four seed. Senecas with the ball going right to left. They have it left wing side. Green trying to close out on defense. Watkins Glen with a three off the back of the rim. And the big man, Walters, rips down a rebound. Outlet pass to Drew Erickson, 30 seconds to go in the third. Drew up the left wing side will now find Trent Rapp. Back to Erickson, who has a team-high 14 points. To the corner for Berry. On the baseline, little up and under, can't get it to go. Walters is there, cleans it up, puts it in.
Ah, oh, the big fella.
52-41, Dave. 15 seconds to go in the third. Green trying to hang around. Trying to hold off WG here on this last possession. Seneca's with the ball. Little run to the interior. Now they kick it out with 5 seconds left. Steal for Green. Here's Nate Erickson. Ahead for Drew at the buzzer. Oh, can't get it to go. Fourth quarter coming up. Watkins Glen 52, Green 41. Should be an exciting fourth quarter when we come back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, live from SUNY Cortland. Section 4 Class C boys basketball semifinals tonight. Top seed Watkins Glen leading 4 seed Green 52-41. But Green starting to grab a little momentum. That's what it felt like at the end of that third quarter.
Yeah, it definitely is. And if they can get a stop here, boy, the momentum will really have shifted. Oh.
Seneca's take it into the paint and a foul on Nate Erickson as he tried to strip that ball. Tough break there for the Trojans. Parker's going to come back in and Nate Erickson to the bench. Team foul situation. 5 for Green, 5 for Watkins Glen. Seneca's will get it in to the left wing side. They're looking to take their time here on offense from the looks of things. Back for Schultesek at the top of the key. Schultesek now will leave for McElroy. He steps in, dishes into the corner. A 3 for Watkins is short. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Watkins. Going back to Green. That missed 3 in the corner was by Mitchell Pike. Good to see him back in. He took that injury as he fell down earlier tonight. Didn't know if he hit his arm or his hip, but it was a big collision and he fell to the floor. So good to see him back in for Watkins.
They've only hit 1 3 here in the second half, which has been a big difference.
7.5 to go in the fourth. It's 52-41. Erickson finding Barry in the corner. Green needs to get him going. To the interior for Nolan Butler. A turnaround shot is short. Rebound for Watkins. And Watkins with the ball. They'll look to bring it up. Nate Parker took a big hit there on that rebound. We'll hope he's okay. He has just been filled with injuries this year. Broken jaw. Hurt his ankle a couple of times. It's been a rough season for Nate. Hope he's okay. Watkins trying to pump it to the interior, and we're going to have a whistle with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I think, did the official think that Watkins called a timeout here? Watkins Glen, the coaching staff, looking confused on the far side. Watkins threw it away in the meantime.
Yeah, if I was the Green coach, I'd be saying something a little extra there, too. But we all know I say a lot of extra things this past time.
52-41. Now Coach Rice is kind of getting into it a little bit here for Green. But Watkins is going to get to hold on to it here. I just think that was an honest mistake there from the officials. But Watkins gets a little benefit out of it with 6:55 to go in the fourth. And it's 52-41. Seneca's with the ball to the right wing side. They get into the paint, little up and under. What a move there by Pastor. And he gets it to go, making it 54-41. Can Green answer, trying to keep this momentum that they got at the end of the third? Offensively, they started to come alive. Here's Barry in the paint. The floater, too strong. Another rebound for Pastor. And then he's fouled as that's Butler and Barry converging on it. Now, tough break. So, again, South Courtright boys defeating Hunter Tannersville, 59-35. That was the last game of the night that we were keeping an eye on. So, the Norwich boys advance. Oneonta boys fall by a point. Marathon boys beat Richfield Springs. Newfield over Delhi, and now Courtright over Hunter Tannersville. Pass to the interior for Watkins Glen. Knocked away, but the Senecas somehow hold on. So we come up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 54-41. Senecas go to the inside. Drew Erickson tips it. A steal, and now a foul on Watkins Glen at midcourt. You got to give Green credit here. We talked about it during the break. A lot of heart. They're not quitting.
They're not quitting. They're definitely playing scrappy basketball, which is, you know, it's sectionals, is it.
And this is a team for Green. A lot of seniors on this team. They've put in a lot of hard work to try to make a run this year. Got to the MAC championship, lost to Delhi. Here's Drew Erickson with a deep, deep three there. Left it short. It skimmed the front of the rim. Rebound for Watkins.
I don't like that shot.
was way early and way deep, too. Now a steal, but Watkins will somehow hold on to it. That was a tipped ball. They'll pull it back out. Seneca's with the ball up near midcourt in the Cortland logo here live from SUNY Cortland tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for the Unitego and DH girls game. That should be a great one. If you haven't seen Lacey Drake play for DH, get in the car tomorrow and make the trip. It's going to be worth it. Watkins taking it to the rim. Shot here won't go. Rebound is loose, and they'll pull it back out with McElroy. Willing to run some time here. Now they pass one down low. Wide open guard underneath with Dylan Morse, and he finishes. Making it 56-41 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Green desperately trying to fight their way back in. Here's Parker on a little pump fake off the glass. Can't get it to go. And Watkins with the rebound. Watkins will slowly walk it up the floor here. They look very content to try to milk as much time as they can here, Coach Dave.
Yeah, it reminds me of Bobby Z. He gets up by 10. Air comes out of that basketball, man.
4:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 56-41. A big thank you to the Silo Restaurant in Green, one of our special sponsors for tonight's game, as well as Catskill Mountain Embroidery of Delhi, Lou and Carmen Kaiser from Tax Resolutions in Otego, as well as the Village Variety of Unadilla, Hancock House Hotel, Jake's Deli of Otego as well. Make sure to stop in and try their pizza today. Watkins with a pull-up jumper off the back of the rim and no good there for Cholestek. Back up the floor here for Green. On the right wing side, Rapp falling down, couldn't hold on to it. Watkins comes away with it again. And again, willing to walk it up the floor in the backcourt, just trying to take prescience seconds away here from Green. With the score 56-41, the Senecas on top of the Trojans. To the interior, they pump it back outside, another three. This one is short, and boy, Dave, they really have gone ice cold. The Schultesek couldn't get it to go. Erickson ahead here, Nate finding Nolan Butler, and he's fouled as he goes up for the right-handed layup. So they were 7 for 13 in the first half. What are we at now?
You are right now 8 for 20.
Wow, so things have changed a little bit. And I guess, you know, as you live and die by the three, that's going to happen from time to time, right?
Well, and Watkins Glen has done a good job going on the interior this half, too. They know that they're going to close out, so they spread them out and really looked inside.
Butler with 7 points now for Green. First shot at the line is good. Second shot coming for Butler. Rolls in and out. Watkins with a rebound. I've just been impressed by the job they've done on the glass here tonight as well.
They do a really good job fundamentally boxing out. Now you got some pushing and shoving going on with Barry.
Yeah, I think that Watkins has certainly taken a page out of the book of Norwich and just tried to be physical with Barry. Barry whistled for a traveling violation at midcourt. It's going to give it back to Watkins. Speaking of the Norwich boys, they hit a shot at the buzzer to beat Owego in overtime tonight. So congratulations to Norwich moving on to the B final here in Section 4. Timeout taken by Green. We'll step away. 3:50 to go in the fourth. It's Watkins Glen, 56, Green 42. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's 56-42. The Green boys trailing Watkins Glen here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Dave Smith, head coach of the West Canada boys up in Section 3, but a Delhi alum, so we're glad we could bring you back here tonight for that Delhi game. And you just seem to find your way to our broadcast booth a couple times a year.
Yeah, it's always fun to come down and join you and get to call some good basketball on the radio.
It's like scouting and work for you.
I wish I was scouting right now. I truly do.
So Watkins Glen with the basketball in the backcourt. They'll have it, and they'll come across the midcourt timeline in front of the scorer's table to the right side. Schultesek's going to try to take it to the rim. Oh, it just rolls off. Rebound for Barry. Oh, that one almost went down. 3.5 to go in the
fourth.
Big
possession here.
Barry splits through the defense and scores.
12-point game just like that. You wouldn't think it, man. This is a 12-point basketball game.
Berry now with seven. Watkins is going to float it ahead. Numbers if they can hurry. And they work it over to the far side, and Schultesek puts it up and in. He has 21. And it's 58-44 now, a foul on Watkins Glen in the backcourt.
That is big. We're going one-on-one here.
Every time that it appears that Watkins Glen might have thrown the knockout punch, Green is just hanging around here a little bit.
Well, I mean, you just looked up, and actually it's 12. I'm like, nah, it feels like Watkins Glen's up by much more than 12 points.
I agree. As Drew Erickson steps to the line, first foul shot, good.
Smooth.
Drew with 15, again the eighth grader. We've mentioned that several times tonight. What a career ahead for him, as he's shown just so much promise this year.
Dude, that kid doesn't come off the floor.
Second shot for Drew is up and good. He's got 16. They rely on him a lot. So it's 58-46. Can Green put on some full court pressure? Yes, they will. Watkins trying to break it. They get to midcourt. Little three-on-one, though, as they got through it, but they missed the layup. Rebound for Green. Berry back up the floor right side. Berry is fouled on the floor with 3:02 to go.
Make it a 10-point game. Look out.
Yeah, Green trails 58-46. Green does have some good outside shooters. They haven't necessarily been hot here tonight, but now would be a time to heat up. Berry will go to the line, and this is key, getting points possibly with the clock not running. Ball, but Berry misses the foul shot. Broadcaster's curse right there. Watkins with the rebound. In the backcourt, Senecas will look to bring it up. They get across the midcourt timeline, a little spin move, and across for Evans. Evans back up and to the left side here for Morse. Watkins content to try to work it around here. Green bringing some pressure, but reluctant to
foul.
They
got three guys up top on them.
Yeah, they're just trying to double or triple team anywhere they can. A floating pass across for Watkins actually hit the rim as they tried to skip on defense, and now they'll take a timeout.
Oh, that's unlucky.
Boy, just Green can't seem to get a bounce here. With 2.5 to go in the fourth, it's 58-46. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 58-46 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The Green boys trailing Watkins Glen. So if things hold true, Watkins Glen would be taking on Newfield. So it would be one Watkins Glen against three Newfield. Newfield beat Delhi earlier tonight, 66-54, in a game that was much closer than that score indicates. That was a really, really good game. Much as this has been, like you said, Dave, I agree. It's 58-46, but Green has been making some things happen here in the second half, and you feel like they're one run away.
Listen, we do a drill every year, but we do it in practice often. You're down 10 with 2 minutes to go, and here's your two-minute drill.
Yeah, 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball. Green trying to bring the house on defense to maybe get a steal. Watkins with the ball on the left side of the floor, and yeah, Watkins stepped out of bounds. That was McElroy, and the pressure just pushed him to the sideline, and he stepped on it. So Green's going to get it back here. Parker will check in. Nolan Butler will head to the bench. I wonder if they're going to do a little offense-defense here. We'll see. 2:15 to go in the fourth. Drew Erickson with the ball across the Cortland Dragons logo here at midcourt. They go to Berry. Now back to Nate Erickson, finding Parker on the right side. Parker on the baseline, down low, tries to go up and underneath, and he's fouled with 2:07 to go. Parker to the line.
Boy, if you're the coach for Watkins Glen, you are just shaking your head. You're putting him at the line when the clock stops. This could very easily be an 8-point game after these two free throws if Berry made his two.
So here is Nate Parker, again, fought through a lot of injuries this season. First shot from the line is good for Parker. Broke his jaw in a game midseason against Sydney. Was out, I think, only about two and a half weeks. Came back, hurt his ankle in the regular season game against Unitego as he makes the second one. and has just fought his way back to be here tonight. So it's 58-48, 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Green coming with some full court pressure, trying to use those athletes. Watkins will get across midcourt here, two on one if they can hurry. They try to take it to the rim. It won't go. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with the Senecas, though, with a buck 53 left.
That's a tough break right there. You need that rebound.
Boy, Nate Erickson, the senior, in his first game of the year, is just hustling his butt off.
Dude, it's impressive.
You can see why he's going to go on and be a successful college athlete, just with the hustle that he brings. Now we're going to have a foul on Trent Rapp for Green, as Watkins had it up near midcourt. So this will be the seventh team foul against Green. There's 10 on Watkins, so now Watkins will be heading to the line, and this will be Max Evans. So Evans settling in. First shot for him is short. Rebound Green. Rapp got it, rebound, and the outlet pass ahead for Barry. Barry right side in the paint. Over to Drew Erickson for three. Left it, let it fly. It was an air ball. Just didn't have the right form on it. I think he rushed it a little bit. Out of bounds. We'll see what the call is here, Dave. Minute 40 to go. Foul on Green.
Yeah, he needs to set his feet there. He's wide open. Take your time.
I think he was so excited to get the ball. Yeah, just didn't set his feet.
I don't think he's been that open all game. That's the problem.
Yeah, it was a tough break. As Green's going to take a timeout with a minute 40 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds once again. Green trying to hang around with a minute 40 to go. Watkins leads 58-48 here in the Section 4 Class C semis on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:40 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Watkins to the line out of this timeout. They lead 58-48. We were just saying here during the break, if Green doesn't dig that early hole where Watkins was just firing from downtown on all cylinders, who knows?
Definitely could be a different game right now, but you know what? Give Green credit. They didn't just go away. They've given them a battle here.
And so to the line here for Watkins Glen will be Adam Pastor. And here's first shot off the back of the rim. Another rebound for Green. Outlet pass to Nate Barry. Can they do it? Barry up the right side. Tries to go to Frere. Left side corner for three. Too strong. Off the back of the tin. A rebound for Watkins and a foul by Drew Erickson with a minute 26 to go. You talked about your two-minute drill. They're getting the looks, just not falling.
I mean, they've missed two free throws and two outside threes, and then right now it could be a four-point game, four to five.
Imagine that.
Oh.
Heartbreak here so far tonight for Green, unless they really have some magic coming up. As Watkins will go back to the line once again. No matter how this ends up, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And finally, Watkins will hit a shot from the line here with McElroy. He has nine. And another shot coming here for McElroy. And this one is good. He has 10. And it's 60-48. Green's going to let the ball roll up the floor. They get it to midcourt. Drew Erickson will go to Parker, and he traveled.
You saw that coming.
And that just kind of sums up some of the tough breaks that Green has had here tonight. So the Delhi boys fall in the first game tonight, and it appears Green is starting to run out of time here with a minute 25 to go, trailing by 12. A foul by Rapp in the backcourt will send Watkins to the line once again. Want to thank some of our special sponsors tonight, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Hancock Telephone Company, the Catskill Mountain Embroidery Company of Delhi, Patriot Masonry of Otigo, as well as NBT Bank. And to the line, first shot up and good for McElroy. He has 11.
Boy, they must have, what, three or four guys in double figures here, Nate?
Yeah, we're going to tally that up, but yeah, I'm seeing one, two, three, at least three in double figures. Yeah, second one goes here for McElroy. He has 12. 21, 14, 12, and 10. Yeah, so we got four. Here's Berry to the right side for three. This one is too strong. Rebound for Watkins. Glenn and a foul on Erickson at midcourt with a minute 14 to go. Watkins leading 62-48. And so back to the line will be Owen Schultesek here for Watkins Glenn. And so Watkins, the number one seed, and you can see why. They'll get a chance with Newfield, and the first shot is no good. So Newfield, the IAC small school champs, and I believe Watkins was the large school champs. That's how they do their league, so fitting that the two league champions would meet up with one another. For the MAC, a tough one here tonight is the runner-up in the MAC, as well as Delhi, the champions, falling in the semifinals. As that shot for Schultesek is up and good, he has 15.
You just never know in sectionals, Nate. You just never know.
Berry into the paint, finds Frere, left side for three. Hit the side of the rim, won't go. Berry with a rebound, puts it up. He'll get it to go. He's got nine. And a timeout is taken here by Green with 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 63-50. We'll step away one last time for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, 63-50 the score. The Green Boys trailing by 13 with a minute to go here in their season. Unless they had some crazy magic. Watkins has the basketball. Senecas will look to get it in. And looked like they maybe were looking for the long home run pass. Instead, they'll get it into the guards, back up the floor. We're going to have a timeout. No, a travel here by Watkins right at midcourt. Could have been a variety of calls there.
No comment, Nate.
55 seconds to go in the fourth. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow. Unitego girls, the 3 seed, taking on 2 seed Deposit Hancock at 7 o'clock. Nate Berry's going to head to the bench, gets a nice round of applause from the Green faithful as Berry will finish his Green career here. Finishing tonight with 9 points. Traveling violation on Frere with 51 seconds to go. You feel for the seniors on this team, including Berry, Nate Erickson, Stephen Mills, Alec Frere, Nolan Butler, Nate Hurlbert, and Evan Walters. That's a big chunk of this team. They put in a lot of hard work last couple of years. And nothing to be ashamed about this season as well. They went out, kind of took a page out of your book, Coach, and played a lot of tough teams to try to prepare themselves for a matchup like this here tonight.
And don't get me wrong, we question ourselves as coaches sometimes during the year because it's a long season, but wouldn't change it.
Seneca's with the ball, 20 seconds to go. They're working it around. Looks like Green has called off the dogs here. Our score, 63-50 at the moment. Parker with a steal. And now ahead for Alec Frere. Frere's going to take it in, and the layup is good for Frere. He has 4 points, making it 63-52 with 5 seconds left. That's going to do it. Post-game show coming up. Watkins Glen. The boys will move on with a 63-52 victory tonight over the Green Trojans. I'm Nate Lull for Dave Smith. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to SUNY Cortland here tonight. 63-52 Watkins Glen defeats Green here in our second game. So our final scores tonight, again, the Delhi boys falling 66-54 to Newfield, and then 63-52 for the Green boys falling to Watkins Glen. Our scoring summary, led by Watkins Glen, Adam Pastor with 21, 15 for Owen Schultesek, 12 for Isaac McElroy, 10 for Maxwell Evans. That's the leading scores for Watkins. On the other side for Green, 16 points, a team high for the 8th grader Drew Erickson, followed by 9 from Nate Berry, 7 from Nolan Butler, 6 from Trent Rapp, 6 from Nate Parker, 4 from Alec Frere, 2 apiece from Nate Erickson, and from Evan Walters. Let's jump into our three awards. Dave, I think let's go 3 Green here. Watkins is out of our coverage area. No disrespect to them, obviously, but we'll give these awards to our Green guys. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give it to Drew Erickson.
Yeah, I was going to say that he played exceptionally well.
Yeah, 16 points, the 8th grader, a bright future ahead, a heck of a first season on varsity for Drew.
Whew, yeah, I'd take him any day of the week.
Next up, our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. For defense tonight, any thoughts here, Dave?
Yeah, I really like Barry. I mean, he really played good defense, gave everything he had as a senior. You could tell it meant something to him.
Yeah, we'll give that to Nate Barry tonight, our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. A couple of different guys here tonight, but
I thought the spark plug was Erickson's brother.
I was going to say.
I mean, he didn't score a ton, but he came out, was diving on the floor for loose balls, just doing a lot of little things.
Yeah, that's a great, only 2 points, but, again, he didn't play all year, and he worked his butt off to get back. So we'll give Nate Erickson the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. So, Dave, that's going to do it.
Hey, man.
Maybe we'll see you again.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And good luck, Cooperstown and Coach Lampert out there in Section 3 next week.
Yeah, we still have the Cooperstown boys and girls playing on Saturday in the Section 3 finals. We'll have DH and Unitego tomorrow. You know, we'll see what happens with the girls' D games tomorrow. In terms of the D boys, we have Marathon and SK still battling it out. So the list is getting smaller and smaller every single day and every single night that we go through. So, pretty crazy time of year.
High school March Madness.
Gotta love it.
Yep.
Again, our final scores here tonight. The Delhi boys falling to Newfield by a score of 66-54. The Green boys falling to Watkins Glen 63-52. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney, New York Main Street studios. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night. I'll be back here at SUNY Cortland for Unitego and DH on WCDO.